This podcast is going to look at the ways in which students use, and indeed don't use, feedback that we give them on the work that they have submitted. Feedback has been a very moot and much discussed issue in higher education for some time. We know that in the National Student Survey, assessment and feedback always comes bottom. And although institutions have improved their individual rankings and gone up in the NSS tables, the relative position of the questions on assessment and feedback has not altered since the National Student Survey began some years ago. So clearly there's an issue around what students think about what we do with feedback, what feedback we give them, and what they do with it. And there has been much discussion about how we can improve student feedback, and indeed how we can even let students know that we're giving them feedback so that they can understand what we're trying to do. The things that I'm going to look at today, first of all, what is feedback? Who gives student feedback? What do students do with it? And how do students recognise it? Then I want to think about what is feedback for? What are we doing it for? Some of the reasons are to improve student learning, of course, but there are other reasons that we give feedback for that we need to think about. And then the last section of this podcast will think about how we can improve the way that we give students feedback and how we can try and improve the ways that they use that feedback in the future. So let's start by thinking about what feedback is. Feedback is, at its most basic, simply the comments or even just the mark that we give to students on work they've submitted. Feedback can be on formative work, so that is work which students are doing which does not count towards the classification of their degree, or it can be on summative work, that is work that does count towards the classification of their degree. That's my basic definition of the difference between formative and summative assessment. Others will have different views, and some people will have slightly nuanced views on what that means, but that's what I mean. And it could be argued that feedback is always a formative process, whether it's given on formative assessment or on summative assessment. So if we think about formative as being developmental and helping students to improve, then feedback is in itself a formative process.